Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford sat down with Ian Boyne to elaborate on the newly established entertainment registry. Here is an excerpt of that discussion.
Minister, explain to us this concept of an entertainment registry.
The registry is to formalize the industry. It is to cause for entertainment to be repositioned as a business and not just an idling. So we're saying that you need a registry of entertainers, and it have a multiplicity of benefits. The first is that it allows for greater movement within CARICOM, etc. One of the excuses that are being used now is we don't know if this person is an artist. And anybody can come up to Trinidad and say, I'm an artist. And so therefore, this now will say this person is certified and recognized by government. And the EU also is facilitating
that benefit to the entertainer.
Benefit to the entertainer for freedom of movement. The other thing is for government benefits. Right now, for the first time, we have tools of trade for entertainment. That used to be, for example, hotels could buy ACs and could buy beds without paying the necessary taxes at customs to encourage the hotel industry.
Yes.
Now we have tools of trade for entertainment. So a person who is a producer can carry in his necessary equipment and actually not pay the duty. A person who is a sound system and can carry in his speaker and other equipment. A person who is doing lighting can carry in his lighting equipment. Once he's on the registry, he has access to the benefits. Now we are grandfathering in those who are established entertainment practitioners. New practitioners would take 2 years to qualify for the duty benefits. That you have to show commitment to the industry. That not being the case, a man want a computer and then just sign up that he is a sound system man and carry the computer in. Or a man want to sell guitars and sign up that he has a band. So he has to now show commitment to the industry. So the registry also has that particular benefit as well.
Are there other benefits, subsidiary benefits to this registry?
Yes, definitely. One, the registry also creates teeth for proper disciplined action. Indiscipline happens when there's no repercussion. And so, for example, persons will be able to lose points of their license and eventually not be licensed. So a promoter, for example, who has not received an extension permit but choose to disturb the entire public, notwithstanding, once there's a report, he will then lose points and eventually not be able to be a promoter and not get a place of amusement license. And so what we're pushing for is an equilibrium position between those who want to eat from entertainment and those who want to sleep regardless of entertainment. And that gives it greater teeth than you have to call the police and then the police have to choose to respond. You can simply make a complaint and then the promoter would have to defend why that was so. So it also have that coordinating benefit as well. It also has the benefit of causing for a removal of the middleman or the bandu who is claiming to be a representative of an artist, yes, when he's not actually a representative.
That
so many in Europe in particular and in the United States have collected down payments on behalf of artists when they are not. In fact, in the newspaper 2 days ago, Buju Banton, who's in jail, has been putting out that he is not represented by a particular individual in Trinidad who is claiming to be Buju Banton's representative and possibly collecting for the first show out of prison. And so what this happens now, if a person is interested in Buju Banton or Bounty Killer or Toots,
he would go to
the registry and see directly how to communicate, contact, and who the representatives are. And so you can go directly now to our artists. Because the last time I was in England, they were saying, a promoter came to me saying he prefers a soca act, even though it draws less crowd, because there's a greater certainty. And that uncertainty is partially influenced by middlemen who claim to be representing artists. And so the artist isn't turning up because he has received no down payment. And the promoter is upset because he has made a down payment. And so the registry will also correct that problem.
Yeah. So people within the entertainment industry itself had been asking for some mechanism like this.
People have been asking for a solution. And so when we went to the drawing board with my team, we came with that solution.
That was an excerpt from a discussion between State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford and Ian Boyne about the now established entertainment registry. Catch the full interview this Sunday, May 25, on the JIS television program Issues and Answers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.